Doyle's chat last night with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker and Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch came on a day when the governor's administration released a letter warning of dire consequences if lawmakers don't pass a budget repair bill. The letter said that by August, the state would be running such a large deficit in its general fund that Doyle's office could no longer patch it up without delaying payments to schools or local governments. Hipsch referenced the letter in brief comments to reporters on his way out of Doyle's office.
We all came to a very real agreement that we need to resolve this soon. And so while there are still differences, we're still going to work through those and try to get to an answer very quickly.
Decker said the tone of their discussion was good, but that leaders know the dangers of inaction.
You know, these are pretty tough situations we're in right now, and these are not games. This is serious consequences. So we need to get something done, as the speaker said, and do it where we can get it through the Senate and Assembly and on the governor's desk.
Decker and Hipsch did not discuss particulars, and neither did Doyle yesterday. Without any action, the state stands to run $527 million in the red by the end of the two-year budget because state tax revenues went up less than hoped. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.